bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah to continuously shower His blessings on us, not to deny us and deprive us of any of these blessings. And because of our own weakness, Allah must not snatch it away from us. It is Allah's favor upon us that we have these blessings. We have to safeguard it and increase it. And there's only one way you do that. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Nobody would want their blessings to be taken away from them. Nobody would want their blessings to be decreased. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has taught us in the Quran, la in shakartum la azidannakum. We make shukr, I will increase you. All the time, with our heart, with our mind, with our words and with our actions. From among the blessings that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon us, which can be said to be the most precious from all the blessings that we have, is the blessing of Deenul Islam, Iman and Islam, which are normally used synonymously. We have lots of blessings, alhamdulillah. We've got life and we've got health and we can see and we can breathe and we can eat and we're enjoying a lot of things. Lots and lots of blessings. But the greatest, most outstanding blessing is the blessing of Deenul Islam. If a person doesn't have other things, he will suffer. He'll suffer hunger, he'll suffer thirst, he'll die also maybe. He doesn't have clothes, he'll die of cold. He doesn't have medicine, he'll die because finally he just had nothing to treat himself with. But if a person does not have Deenul Islam with him, then he is khasirat dunya wal akhirah. This blessing is such that if he does not have it, he is in a loss in this dunya as well as in the akhirah. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. Therefore, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is a favor of Allah. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ It is a favor of Allah ta'ala that He sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ In fact, Allah has shown a favor on you that He has guided you with iman. So it's a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest blessing and benefit of this iman and Islam is what? Allah says, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ Whoever has submitted himself and brought Islam with beauty in him, and he acts in a beautiful way, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ For him is going to be his reward by Allah. In other words, this man is going to get Jannah. There is no other way we can get Jannah except through submitting, except through having iman. So my brothers, that is the most valuable and the most precious of commodity. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. When we speak of making shukr every Friday, our introduction every Friday, is ask, oh, did I make shukr, oh Allah, I make shukr to you that you have granted me the blessing of iman and Islam. Having said that, my brother, the next point is, everyone who is following whatever deen or whatever religion he might have, whatever ideology or belief system, he believes and he would want to believe that it is a real, a genuine deen that he is following. Nobody would want to, you know, have this doubt in his mind that am I following the right religion? Is there something like Allah, na'udhu billah? Did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually exist, na'udhu billah? Is there a thing like salah correct? Is there a thing like akhirat? He's not supposed to have all those doubts and questions. He has got full conviction and belief that everything that this deen encompasses and entails is true, it is authentic, it is real, it is original, it is genuine. Because if we have got that fikr and we've got that belief, then inshallah we'll follow the deen also with that same enthusiasm. We won't have any doubt about anything. No matter what worldly conditions occur around us, we'll say, my deen says so, my Allah says so, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so. So this is the way, I got full yaqeen, his words are true. Finish, khalas, nothing's going to affect. So that is the conviction. So we must have that belief. And we do have that belief, alhamdulillah. And in anything, my brothers, we know that we have any commodity with us, we'd like to believe that this is the real thing, the real McCoy, as they say. I got the real thing, you know. And when a person has got the real thing with him, whether it's clothing or shoes or watch or whatever it might be, then he will say it with a sense of, you know, pride, that, you know, this is a genuine whatever. Some of these things have got Italian and French names. We can't even pronounce it. But the person who got it, he will say it with such French tajweed. He'll say it with such, you know, He'll say, what did you just say, brother? You see, that is the real name of this real thing that I have got. He has a sense of pride about it. So the same about our deen, my brothers. We must have that sense of pride that I follow deen of Islam, which is authentic, which is the real deen, and no other ism and no other belief system can ever stand in front of my deen, and I'm going to follow it. So we do believe that, alhamdulillah. And we must never ever have any doubt about it. Now, my respected friends and brothers, we must also remember that for us to establish and consolidate our belief in the authenticity of our deen, we don't forget our roots. We don't forget the source. We don't forget the medium through which the deen has come to us. We mentioned yesterday after Maghrib Salah that alhamdulillah this weekend is what we call Love the Sahaba weekend. We love the Sahaba every other weekday also. It's not a problem. And every other year, it's part of our deen to love them. But the campaign that's going on this week is because there is always this attack on these noble warriors and sons of Islam to discredit them, to denigrate them, and to humiliate them. And this can be so harmful for us in as far as having belief that our deen is authentic. That's why we mentioned, believe that our deen is authentic. Now, how are we going to believe that our deen is authentic, my respected friends and brothers, is that we ask ourselves few questions. That if you are so proud about this deen al-Islam that Allah Ta'ala has granted us, then how did this particular deen reach us? Who was the people or who were the people that were responsible for ensuring that this deen reaches us in its pristine purity? That's the question we ask ourselves. It did not just come via some messenger walking on the road like a postman and just came and do a delivery, or somebody sent us a booklet in the post, or nowadays we go online and, you know, online the amount of confusion there is there about anybody and everybody knows everything about anything and everything, my respected friends and brothers. That is not how this deen reached us. This deen, it reached us via a very, very noble chain and a very strong medium from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who ensured that the wahi that came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was protected. That's why Allah says, Jibreel alayhi salam is muta'in thumma amin. He is amin, Jibreel amin. That most trustworthy, the most trustworthy angel came down with the wahi, accompanied by 70,000 malaika when it came down to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this deen was precious, it is precious, and it has to be kept precious. And therefore, it will only be transmitted through the most precious of chains. Keep that in our heart. If you've got respect for that, my respected brothers, we'll have respect and we'll have qadr and appreciation for our deen. So, the deen came to us, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give this deen to those people who are evil. Allah would not have sent this deen to us through a chain and through a medium that is evil and corrupt and filthy. No. Ayat of the Quran which we recited, Allah says, you heard four words. You heard the same word repeated four times. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibina wat-tayyibuna lit-tayyibat. This is in the 18th para of the Quran al-Karim. Allah says, good things are only for good people. And good people are only for good things. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibina wat-tayyibuna lit-tayyibat. Good things are only for good people. And good people are only for good things. Subhanallah, it's such a vast ayat, it's a profound ayat. So this deen is good, it is beautiful, it is precious. When Allah Ta'ala wanted this deen to be transmitted, would He have given it to someone who is evil, corrupt, and contaminated? No, He gave it to those people who He knows are the best people. He chose for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have the best people around him in the form of the noble sahaba, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi majma'in. That is what our belief should be, that our deen is precious because it was given to the most precious people that were around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing less, my respected friends and brothers. Allah chose these people to be the first recipients of the deen. When the Quran came, these were the first people who were the first recipients of having received the Quran directly from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was not some fake deen that was coming and has come to us. This Quran is not some fake, like we said, it's authentic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Quran and this deen. Allah says, deen al-haq, the true deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the kitab. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haq. We reveal this book upon you with truth. It has got truth in it. So my respected brothers, the truthfulness and the true nature of the book was preserved and is preserved through those people who are truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives evidence. We'll come to that just now with regard to these people. Let's go. We spoke about the deen. We spoke about the Quran that came to us via the noble Sahaba who Allah chose. We respect them. They are the link between us. If we denigrate them, we discard them, we run them down, we cast them out of the pale of Islam, and we call them all these ugly things that nowadays people want to call them, then we have basically just thrown our whole deen away. Because there is no other way. There is no other chain of narrators. There is no other medium through which this deen has come to us. We read the hadith, my respected friends and brothers. Thousands and thousands of ahadith. So many books have been compiled. So you've got chain of narrators, but the last narrator before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is who? It is a sahabi. It is Sayyidina Abu Huraira. It is Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. It is Sayyidina Abu Bakr. It is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. It is Sayyidina Uthman. It is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The noble companions of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went through pains. We are indebted to them and grateful to them. They not only received it, they preserved it. They not only preserved it, my respected friends and brothers, they practiced on it, demonstrated it, and propagated it. If it was not for the way the deen was practiced, seen by the other people, you and I would not have known what the deen is all about. So my respected friends and brothers, you know, if you look at the list of the people who recorded the wahi as it came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, different books of tafsir have recorded up to 75 names of sahaba who used to record the wahi, not at all at one time. And out of the 75, 52 names of these sahaba are not only with their names, but with their nicknames, with their family lineage, where they were born, when they passed away, and various other things. And the entire profile of each of them. Allah chose them to record the wahi as it came down to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For you and I, that we can be proud. My son is a Hafiz al-Quran. We can be proud. I read Surah Fatiha and al-Qul a'udhu bil falaq. All of us. It's all this Quran that came down. And then, my respected friends and brothers, the next stage is that of, like we said, the hadith. The manner in which we execute our Islamic duties is not found in the Quran. It is found in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the words of the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, who say, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that, and I also heard him approve when I did a certain thing in front of him. So we say, okay, these are those things that are now approved as the Sharia given to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what is authentic. Now one fellow comes and says, I saw my great-grandfather's father-in-law doing a certain thing, and that is deen. We say, bye, he's got nothing to do with the deen. We need to know the chain of narrators which is authentic, which makes our deen authentic. That's why the bid'ah that comes into deen, easiest way for us to realize and ask, should I do this or not? Just look at the chain of narrators. See if it goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's all we have to do. So the sahaba we've inherited, other we spoke about the inheritance of the Quran, came to us through a very authentic chain, my respected brothers. Now, having said that, how did the deen reach up to here today? It was again, is there a hifz class running at the back there or what? So much of noise. Please, can someone ensure silence there at the back? Maine socha aapki hifz class chal rahi hai. Okay. So my respected friends and brothers, how did the deen move beyond the Arabian Peninsula? The Sahaba traveled. They traveled. They were the first people to travel. They traveled to Persia, which was Iraq and Iran at that time, or now. They traveled to Basra and to Kufa. They traveled to Sham, Damascus, where all the problem is this day and age. They traveled to Palestine. They traveled this part of Africa, and they traveled different parts of the world to propagate the deen and to practice the deen and to make jihad if there was a need for it. But in all these places they went, and they went to go and live the deen. In some parts of China, for example, and in parts of Indonesia and Malaysia, they will tell you the Sahaba came here and they just did business, that's all. And through their business, look at what is the population of China, Muslim population, it runs into the millions. See what is the population of Malaysia, it runs into the millions. They just came and practiced the deen. So Allah had the deen sent to us by letting these people give the qurbani of going to live in those parts of the world. So we have to really, you know, value this people's sacrifice. Lastly, somebody will ask the question, so is there any certification of these people? We are saying that they have done this, then that, and the other. So my respected friends and brothers, when somebody gives certification or, you know, authentication of anything, then we look at who gave it. Nowadays we give the stamp, Commission of Oath, what we say? Certified and original, a copy of the original. So when a fellow see the stamp, they say, okay. We look at the seals, we look at the letterheads, we look at the people behind it, and we say, no, this is genuine. This guy is not a fake. This letter is correct. Whatever it might. The credentials, as we say. The credentials have to be authentic and properly certified. So how do we establish the credibility of this great band of people whose contribution to the deen has enabled us to practice Deenul Islam? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, you know, we read, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. What it means? O you who believe. If you look at all those, there are 89. There are 89 places, yes. 89 places where Ya ayyuhal ladhina comes. It is mentioned that out of the 89, 80 can be said to be direct addresses to the Sahaba. Generally, it refers to me and you also. But they were revealed in such circumstances which you can see it was a direct address to the Sahaba. What is Allah saying? Oh, you who believe. So what is Allah telling here to us? That I accept these people's iman. That's why I'm calling them, oh, you who believe. We won't go and tell somebody else, oh, you shopkeeper when he's something else. We will call him by what we know him to be. Allah knows this people's iman. That's why Allah addressed them, oh, you who believe. So the first certification and authentication of the iman comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the other ayat of the Quran, Allah says, yardstick, you want to know what kind of iman you must bring? You must bring iman and have iman, embrace iman. Kama aman an-nas, as the people have brought iman. So in that era, in that time when the Quran was revealed, who were the people who had accepted and embraced iman? It was the noble sahaba. This aman an-nas, have iman like the people, that means the noble companions of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah approved of it. So sometime when a child doesn't do his homework right or whatever, we tell him, you must see this child's, must see Muhammad's work, how he does it. That is how I want it to be done. So that means he received approval. So the Sahaba even received approval from Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ taqwa. Allah made them stick to the kalima of taqwa, this kalima la ilaha illallah. We got no guarantee if our kalima is sticking to us or we sticking to it. Sometimes we utter such bad things about the deen. Kalima leaves us and goes away. Allah says, وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ Allah made them stick to the kalima of taqwa. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ Allah has tested, taken imtihan of their hearts for taqwa, for piety and consciousness of Allah. And they passed it. Allah says, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ Allah says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا That from among the believers, there are those people who are truthful and they are loyal. Allah has attested to their loyalty. Who? These were the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. He didn't say about me, he didn't say about you, he said about the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the whole, the testimony of establishing their credibility and their credentials comes from none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is a different whole chapter on its own. Time does not permit it. But for what we are saying for the purposes of our iman and for us appreciating what we have got in the form of this deen, it is vital and fundamental and important that we ensure that at all times we have respect and we have the greatest regard for this noble group of people whom Allah had chosen to be the companions of his most beloved Nabi, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.